Okay, the Gemara Daf Hey Amid Beis. Let's start from towards the top. Tana Rabban. There's no way to start from other than this because it goes continuously next Gemara. This is one long stretch of the Gemara. There's no way, nowhere else to start.
That's Hey Amid Beis.
Hey Amid Beis, about one third down. One third down. Tana Rabban on Geshoy Mer Min Abokar Lamata. Daf Hey Amid Beis.
Yeah, but how many lines from?
It's about a third down in the Gemara. Third down. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 lines down. Turn up on Geshoimer. It says in the Pasuk, Minaboko Lamata. It says Lamata. Now that means there are a few Pasukim that say Minaboko. There are multiple Pasukim that say the word Minaboko. So if you look at the word Lamata, we're referring to a later Pasuk, not an earlier Pasuk. Okay, it's not okay which Pasuk this is. She'ein talmud lema. There is no need for the pasuk to say menabokar. It says it enumerates all different types of animals.
In the yikra, I think.
Yes, but what does mean lamat? What does mean lamat? So in roilok rabbanai menabokar zochar. If we become roilok, so in menabokar, bokar is cattle. Zohar, Tamim,
Yakriv. Right in the beginning of the Yikra.
Pesach, El Moed, Yakriv, Oysa, Limit, Soy, Noy, Lif, Nashim. Now, why is the word Lamat? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says Lamat, Deim, Oylo, Karbo, Noy, Menabokar. Dekroy, Dele, Elda, Shino, Menabahim, Lohoitzi, Haraveva, Nirba. Menabokar, Lohoitzi, Saneva. It says we're Menabokar multiple times. It says the word Bokar by all the various Karbonas. So therefore, the Gemara was saying that we already on the previous staff darshaned the significance of why it says the word Bokar. So the Gemara is now going to make another drasha. So if not for the Gemara telling us what Lamata, you're going to be misled to think that we're making multiple drashas from one pasuk, and that is a violation. You only can make one drasha from a pasuk. You may not make more than one drasha from one pasuk. So do not be confused that the Gemara previously taught us min habacha comes to exclude a nevad, an animal that has been worshipped by a person, and now the Gemara is going to make another drasha and Abakar is coming to me mamayit et treifa. Do not be confused, because you can make multiple, we're discussing different pesukim. Therefore, when it says when Abakar lamata, which is from another commonwealth law.
What do you mean lamata?
So I just said, it says the word Abakar multiple times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So therefore, the previous Gemara discussed the one lamala.
Okay.
Lamala.
Which you learn out hanevad.
Hanevad. Now we're discussing a different Abakar, which we're going to learn out to be mamayit et treifa. You're not allowed to bring an animal that has a defect. If an animal is going to die, the doctor says that this animal, the vet says this animal is not going to
live within 12 months.
To its birthday. It's not going to make it to its first, to its birthday. So therefore, the halacha of the year is that you're not allowed to bring it as a carbon. Yeah. There's no need for the pasuk to say the word min habakar. Why is there no need? Because once it says in the pasuk, min ayla karbanoi, because the pasuk already, okay, I don't know. There's a reason. The pasuk already, I don't know the details, but there are other indications that we know that you can bring a bokar for a carbon oil. I don't have the answer, but it's known from another source, which we have to look at the mafarshim. We're not going to do now that a bokar is valid for a carbon oil. So why then did the Torah go out of its way to say the word bokar? The answer is el lohitzi es hatreifa. It's an extra word. It's a drasha. An animal that has a defect cannot be able to recover.
The second time bokar.
The second time bokar.
Is in the same pasuk. It's a different pasuk.
But next to each other.
Okay.
I don't know. Here, now this question of these three words now is the key words for the entire next staff. And if we don't understand these three words, then there's no chance we're going to understand anything we learn today. The Gemara's question is, I do not need a pasuk to be memaye to exclude a treifa. I can be memaye a treifa logically. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara is going to go back and forth 100 times. Maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe yeah, maybe no. In many different forms and varieties. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara's starting point is, I do not need the pasuk. Take the pasuk back home, keep it for yourself, find a different drasha, because I can derive that a treifa is not valid for a carbon from logic. What's the logic?
No.
A kal v'choymer from a baal mum. Are you allowed to bring an animal as a blemish, as a carbon?
No.
Absolutely, that's a gzeris hakosef.
One second, it says explicitly
in the Torah. Okay, the whole parasha, in parasha Emor, you're not allowed to bring an animal to baal mum.
Yeah, yeah.
Mum, shemuteris, the head. Now, are you allowed to have a baal mum for dinner? For dinner, can you have for a chulin? Are you allowed to go shecht an animal? That's not a treif. It's the animal will live. It's missing a limb. It's missing an arm. It's missing. Yes, of course. As long as it's not a treifa, as long as it's not in Masechta Chulin.
Internally, it has a hole, some kind of puncture.
As long as it does not have anything critically damaging, it's mutter. The balmum is mutter lehedyah. If yirasu legavoya, but Yitzchak explicitly says it's also therefore a balmum is kal. Here's a kal v'chomer. We have to get the terminology. A kal v'chomer, balmum is kal. Why is it kal? Why is it lightweight? Because the balmum is mutter lehedyot. An ordinary person can have a balmum for dinner, right? So it's kal, it's lenient. Yet, has a chumrah. What's the chumrah? You
Hashem
may not offer l'Hashem a treifa which is inherently chumur. Why is it chomo? Because an ordinary person is not allowed to eat a balmum.
Treifa.
So therefore, treifa shasuro lehedi, which is chomor. Certainly, it's going to get the stringency of the animal that's more lenient than it. It's going to be prohibited to offer this as a carbon to Hashem. If I'm not allowed to even offer a balmum to Hashem, certainly I'm not allowed to offer to Hashem a treifa. And a balmum is kal, because a balmum I can eat. So if I and a treif I can eat, and if what I can eat I can offer to Hashem, so certainly what I may not eat I may not offer to Hashem.
So why do we need an extra word?
Exactly. Ein adin shasu l'gavaya. So the Gemara says not so fast. This kal v'chomer is flawed. What is the flaw? What is the flaw of this kal v'chomer? The flaw is chelev v'dam yechichoy. Look at fats, forbidden fats and blood. Are you allowed to eat forbidden fats and blood? Absolutely not. Yet, are you allowed?
Creases.
Are you allowed to give these things? Are you allowed to? Are you allowed to give these things to Hashem? Chel v'dam. Of course, your chel v'dam goes to Hashem. So chel v'dam yichicha shasur din lehedyot. No man may eat chel v'dam, and yet the Torah tells you to put the chel v'dam on the mizbeach. Umutarin legavoya. So therefore, a treifa is no different. A treifa, we would argue, even though it's forbidden for man, it is permitted to Hashem. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah explicitly that you're not allowed to bring Hashem an animal that's a treifa. It only says you may not bring Hashem
therefore
an animal that's
an
a balmum.
Word.
And don't make a kal v'chomer from the case of a balmum. Just because the kal v'chomer is based upon the principle that it's permitted to man, and this is forbidden, so what? Just because something is forbidden to man does not mean automatically that it's going to be forbidden to Hashem.
No, but treifa and balmum have a lot more in common than
so what? So what? It has more in common, but still the Gemara reasons the principle that you see something that is forbidden for man does not withhold it from being offered to Hashem. Chel v'dam is forbidden for man, and yet these are the ikari hakapara. You breathe blood, and the chelev is brought to Hashem. So just because something is forbidden for man does not automatically mean that it's going to be forbidden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, treifa, which is forbidden for man, should likewise be permitted to be offered to Hashem.
It's incomparable, because chelev v'dam is separate.
Let's see.
That's the animal itself.
Okay, let's see, very good.
It's meant for a person.
The Gemara over here says no. The Gemara is not sad. The Gemara says it's a little bit different than what you said. The Gemara is saying the same idea. They are products which indeed are forbidden, but they are derived from a source of permissibility.
Oh.
Because where does the chel v'dam come? They come from an animal. And the animal is a kosher animal. So it's true, the part of the animal, this prat of the animal is also. But where this prat comes from is from a source that is permitted. Masha ein keino treifa, it's a chefsa di surah. The gans animal is treif. So mal chel v'dam shekein b'al michal het, that's why it's permitted in the time of a treifa, shkula asura, and therefore, memeila v'loi tehe muteris ligavaya.
One second, and we left that word. Mal chel v'dam shekein b'al michal het, soima.
What do you say?
Mal chel v'dam shekein b'al michal het.
Well, you jumped ahead. I think you jumped ahead.
No, I didn't.
Let's start from the chel v'dam yechicha. Let's go up. Come to the beginning of the line. Chel v'dam yechicha, okay?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, no, shuar shasum hachid, because it's also hachid, and mutal l'gavaya.
So
therefore, it's not a kasha. Just because something is forbidden doesn't mean it. The Gemara says, no, don't ask me a kasha from a chel v'dam. Ma l'chel v'dam shkin boi mechlal heder. These are items which come from a source of heter.
Yeah.
What's the heter? The heter is the animal. The animal is a kosher animal, and it just happens to be that it's chelev and it's dam, it's forbidden for consumption. So that's why the Torah says, it's okay, you can put these things on the mizbeach, because they're coming from an animal that is permitted. Even though it's true that they themselves are items which are forbidden, but being that they are derived from an animal which whose meat is permitted to a person, that's why the Torah says you can put this on the mizbeach. Toimar, would you say the same thing, betrefa, by an animal that's a defect, shekula asura, that's completely asur. And therefore, add the word therefore into the Gemara, velo tehe muteres ligavoa. The kal v'chomer has now been reinstated, therefore the trefa should be forbidden to go on the Gesundheit. So the Gemara says, no. Okay, the Gemara is fine. So the Gemara says, okay, so far, so good. So far, the Kal V'chomer is very good. The Kal V'chomer is very good. It's important that the Gemara, the Kash, has been reinstated. We don't need Min HaBokar. We don't need Min HaBokar to be Memayda Treifa. At this point, the Gemara is suggesting, we can suggest that we know that a Treifa may not be a carbon, a Kal V'chomer. If you can't bring a Balmum, you certainly cannot bring a Treifa. Right, the Kal V'chomer is reinstated. In fact, we're not finished yet. Malika Techiach. What about Malika? If you have a bird, and in the Beis Hamidrash, you go do Malika, you kill it with your fingernail. Shekula Isser. When you do Malika on an animal of Chulin, a bird of Chulin, it's sure. The ganze Zach. It's an entirely forbidden. Shekula Isser. V'yasur lehegyet. Ayem muteres legavaya. So therefore, a treifa is no different. It's a malika, the bird of an oila. An oila, a bird that's an oila. What do you do with a bird that's an oila? You do malika, and you put the entire bird on the mizbeach. Over here, it's not. What?
Same thing should be had. You also.
So therefore, when it comes to treifa, it's a zelbazach. Just like when it comes to a tray, it's treifa. So with the cow's cow. So not so the treifa. Just because the animal is treif. The ganze animal is forbidden for a human being, but just like when it comes to the bird, which is also completely forbidden for the hedyot, and you can still put it on the mizbeach, a treifa, even though the entire thing is also, you should still be able to put it on the mizbeach. So therefore, we need the pasuk.
It's a
bit of a difference. There, you do
intentionally. There, it's
happened. Oh, let's check. See. The exactly your point. How can you compare the two? When you do Malika, the Torah tells you to do the Malika. The Torah didn't tell you to do the Treifa. That's what you're trying to say. The Treifa starts out Treif. It starts out in the very beginning to be an animal that's completely not kosher. It's completely forbidden. So we can make a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer. Madach Balmum, I'm not allowed to bring to Hashem. So certainly a Treifa I can't bring to Hashem. Don't ask me a Kasha from Malika. When we start with Malika, I'm starting with a bird that's good. I can eat the bird if I would do a Shechita. The Torah told me the way you bring this bird is you do a Malika. And when you do a Malika, you're sanctifying the bird as a carbon. So what kind of comparison is there to compare the case of Malika to the case of a Treifa? The only reason why the bird is now forbidden for a Hedyot is because the Torah told you to do a Malika. But if not for the Malika, then the bird would be kosher. Masha Enkein the Treifa. The treifa, even before you makdish the animal is no good. So it's much more fun. It's fundamentally flawed. Understand? So the Gemara says no. So the mal malika shkein kiddush asrasa, and the prince just explains
again. Mal malika
shkein kiddushasa asrasa. It's nothing wrong with it. The bird was a kosher bird. And the only reason why you find yourself now in a situation where, if not for the Torah, you would not be allowed to eat this bird because you did a Malika, is because that's what the Torah demanded of you, to do a Malika in order to sanctify this as a carbon. Masha Enkein the Treifa is flawed from the very beginning. It's not kosher from day one.
How do you say that my Malika Shekein
Kidushasa? The sanctity is what makes it forbidden. The fact that this has been designated as a carbon oila,
yeah,
and the Torah requires you to do a malika, yeah, that's why now for the first time it becomes forbidden to eat if you were a hedyot. But if not for the sanctity, if not for the fact that you designated this as a carbon oila, would you have been permitted to eat the bird? Yes. If this bird was chulin, could you eat it?
Yeah.
Yes. Why can I not eat it now as a hedyot? Why would I not be able to eat it as a hedyot, this bird? Why? Because it's an oila. It's the kiddushasa that's oitzrasa. Masha ain't came the treifa. The treifa, even when it's chulin, even without the kiddusha, it's forbidden for consumption.
Yeah.
The Gemara says no. Let's give the prince just explains. It's like a Rashi. Bishas kiddusha.